We're talking with Jimmy Music, of course, immediate past president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, a producer from western Oklahoma, southwestern Oklahoma. Jimmy, before we talk wheat, let's talk a little bit about your cotton crop this year. You got, what, a couple thousand acres in right now?
Yeah, our cotton crop looks pretty good, but it's getting a little drought stressed. We're hoping maybe that we had a little half-inch rain the other day, and we're thinking maybe that it's perking it up a little bit. It's got some possibility to make a crop yet. As you well know, the prices are down on cotton like they are on wheat and everything else, but it's a little bit of a challenge right now. But we're slightly optimistic that we're going to be able to get some wheat sowed in time for wheat pasture, and we do have a soil profile still full of moisture. It's just getting dry on top again.
For that cotton crop, I know it's amazing to me the newer varieties, the traits that are incorporated now. There's so much more technology within cotton than, say, just 5 or 6 years ago even.
It's phenomenal, the technology in the cotton crop nowadays. It's unbelievable that you can take a seed and go out there and spray it with a chemical and not have to worry about hand labor or anything else. And that's one of the reasons acres have increased. If it took as much labor as it used to, they wouldn't be in there as many cotton acres in the country. But that new technology, the drought resistance of those varieties, the insect resistance, it's just unbelievable how much better they are than they used to be. And it's really an asset for western Oklahoma to be able to raise cotton like we do and to be able to rotate around with our other crops.
The wheat crop, you mentioned the fact that you're looking forward to that a time of maybe trying to get a few acres in for wheat pasture early on. Wheat prices are obviously in the dumpster right now. I know that's got to concern folks, not just right here in our state, but around the country that are part of NOG.
Yeah, it's really a challenge with the prices right now. We're having lots of problems nationwide. I think there's some concern from the farm credit banks and commercial banks as well of having enough cash flow to be able to put in another crop. And I think we're going to see these farmers today. They're very market savvy and they're very good managers and they do a good job. I think it's a possibility that we'll see a little increase in wheat price yet. I may be a little more optimistic than Kim Anderson is about the market, but I think we'll see a little bit more, a little spike in the wheat prices. And there's a lot of potential out there. The cattle prices are not great, but they're still, there's nothing puts a weight on a steer like wheat pasture does, and there's still some potential for some profit out of the cattle business, and it really does work well. Dual purpose wheat has always worked very well, and it'll still work, not as good as it has in the past, but there's still a potential for profit out there.
For your time going through the officer chairs for the National Association of Wheat Growers, is this something that you're glad, as you step back and look at it in this role of now past that presidency, are you pleased or are you glad that you did it?
I think it's a unique opportunity to be there when the president signed the farm bill and get to talk one-on-one with the president of the United States, and got to visit with Vice President Pence. And, of course, we've sat one-on-one with the Secretary of Ag, Purdue, and so it's that opportunity only comes along once in a lifetime. We were able to do that, and it was really a cool deal to be there and watch all that play out. And we're really concerned about those trade issues, as you well know, that the president's got some challenges with China and Japan and other states. USMCA is coming along, and I think we'll see that sign at some point in time. It is the trade and embargo issues have just about wore the farmers out, and it's time to make a deal. You know, and we think he will. We're still slightly optimistic that we're going to see some really beneficial trade partners coming on.
I know that there's a lot of worry out in farm country, but it still seems like farmers are, for the most part, willing to hang with the president on these trade battles.
Yeah, I think they are. Like I say, they're getting wore out of this battle going on, and they're ready for something to happen. But overall, they understand you got to be a good negotiator to make a good deal. And I don't think anybody is a better negotiator than President Trump is. But we just need it to happen and quit talking about it.
I know that you've always enjoyed the policy side of things. You were president the year that we put together the 2018 Farm Law. As you mentioned, you were there when the president signed it. implementation underway? Are you pleased with what you're seeing?
Well, I think it's going slower than we'd like for it to. I visit with our staff on the Hill every day, and there's some challenges out there because I wouldn't say they're dragging their feet. I think part of what's going on is they don't have the software, and we had a farm bill before we had software, and the software is not out there to facilitate that implementation of the farm bill. But it's moving on. It's not moving as fast as we'd like for it to.
Overall, the industry, the wheat industry, has been really challenged. You've seen acres pull back in recent years. Where does wheat kind of get its footing? Where do you get traction to maintain viability for our U.S. wheat industry?
Well, obviously, the main ingredient to that scenario is price, and it needs to be above $5.50 to see our acres increase like it should. We're actually in our particular farming operation going to increase our acres a little bit because we want to rotate around with some cotton and some different alfalfa. We had a lot of alfalfa destroyed from floods, and so we're going to rotate a little more. But I really think that we've got the possibility, if we can get these export markets opened up and be able to move more product and more of our commodity, I think we've got a chance to bring wheat back into where it should be, and we're really looking forward to that happening.